Shabbat Shalom, and welcome to this week's episode of I Only Have 5 Minutes. This is your host, Avram Elner. I am a current rabbinical student at the Ziegler School of Rabbinic Studies in beautiful sunny Los Angeles, California, and I'm spending this academic year studying at the Conservative Yeshiva in Jerusalem. For a long time, I've been very interested in names, in their meanings, and in how they're interpreted and what they say about and what they don't say about individuals. And our tradition has a lot to say about names. In this week's Parsha, Parsha Noach, and in the Zohar's commentary on the Parsha, we have this really small piece of text that I want to paraphrase talking about names. In English, we read that the letters of Noah's name, Nun and Chet, when you take those letters and you reverse them, you get the word chen in Hebrew, which means grace or favor. And the Zohar gives this flipping of the letters as a reason as to why in the text in Bereishit 6:8 we read, Noah found favor in the eyes of God. V'noach matza chen. Rabbi Yossi said that Chen is Noah because they're spelled with the same letters, that Noah has a deep connection to this idea of grace or favor. And Rabbi Yossi further on then says that the names of the righteous or the saints, however you want to translate, tzaddikim, in any sequence cause goodness. So if you take the name of any quote-unquote good or righteous person, no matter how you play with the letters, there's something good in them. In the reverse, if you take somebody who is wicked, and that's the traditional translation, any sequence of those letters will bring out not great things. And this is why Noah finds favor or grace with God, because his name, Noach, is connected to the word chen, favor and grace. I think there are a lot of ways to interpret this passage of the Zohar, and I want to zoom in on looking at how this passage relates to personal identity in a metaphoric way. I think what we can take out of this text is that using this metaphor around names, we can learn that each of us has aspects of ourselves which are locked away, which are quote unquote hidden within the letters of our names. In the Kabbalistic system, names are intimately connected with our being. So within our being, we have pieces of ourselves which are locked away. And I think what this text shows us is that sometimes it takes our world turning upside down, having our names completely flipped, or having to go through a flood to unlock these hidden pieces of ourselves. Now, I want to be very clear that this is not about romanticizing struggle or pain. Those moments still hurt. They still leave scars. And yet, I think we read in this week's Parsha that Noah, in fact, does find grace hidden within his struggle of building the ark and surviving the flood. And yet, I still wonder if, for Noah, Chen was a part of his being, did he ever really feel it? Did he feel the grace of God when surviving the flood in the ark? Or did he feel alone, abandoned? Or did he have moments where he did feel the grace and moments where he didn't? I don't think it's clear. I think the only piece that's clear is that the experience was challenging. And I think we really see that at the end of the Parsha with Noah's wine-induced bender. And I think the takeaway there is that when we experience difficulty, pain, and loss, those hidden aspects of ourselves come to the forefront, and oftentimes they're good, but but there's still a cost to go through that experience. And I think therefore the takeaway is that when we have these struggles, which expose the hidden aspects of ourselves, what it shows us is that we do have it within us to be greater than we could possibly imagine. And it may not be fair that we go through the things that we go through and have to navigate the things that we have to navigate. And also, there's a way to interpret these experiences that we can learn more about ourselves and more about who we can become. I want to close with a poem from Augustine of Hippo, actually also known as Saint Augustine, who was the 4th century North African theologian, philosopher, and he was actually a bishop, who asks God for a different type of flood in our lives. God of our life, there are days when the burdens we carry chafe our shoulders and weigh us down, when the road seems dreary and endless, the skies gray and threatening, when our lives have no music in them, and our hearts are lonely, and our souls have lost their courage. Flood the path with light. Run our eyes to where the skies are full of promise. Tune our hearts to brave music. Give us the sense of comradeship with heroes and saints of every age, and so quicken our spirits that we may be able to encourage the souls of all who journey with us on the road of life to your honor and glory. My bracha, my blessing for everyone this week is when it feels as though the waters are rising and it feels as though the flood is imminent, may we instead each be flooded with light. Thank you, and Shabbat Shalom.